Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Last night was the AEW Redemption Show, which, hey, there's a lot of good stuff on the show. There was also some not good stuff on the show. There was actually a match on the show that was one of the worst matches in AEW pay-per-view history. The main event was an excellent match. The opener, first three matches actually were very good. And pretty much everything as expected heading into the Wembley show, which is coming up at the end of August. So, we'll take you through everything on the show here today. We've also got SmackDown from Friday night. And we'll go over everything on SmackDown. I thought they did a great job with the Gunther Nick Aldis build, actually, because when I first heard that after everything Gunther had done over the last year, he was facing the SmackDown GM at SummerSlam, I was like, oh yeah. But I thought they did a hell of a job. So we'll talk about that. We got the Raw lineup for tonight. We got updates on Paramount, some ticket sales, Willow Nightingale's injury, the G1, Bailey, the John Cena Classic, an injury to a Raw star, Dynamite ratings, and plenty more. Lance Storm is going to join us here today. And if you want to join us as well, 425-780-7566 is the text message line. You may text us at that line. It won't ring, so don't bother calling. 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. So check it out. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset? All In Lid isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership, a reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about, don't we, Lance?
Yes, and that's good because we have a radio show.
Yeah, sometimes you got nothing to talk about, but you do today, so we're going to start with that. So, you know, when Lance and I used to do the podcast, he would send me like a list of topics, made life easy. Now, he doesn't do that anymore. I need that topic list, Lance. I need to know what you want to talk about on the show. Otherwise, I just talk the whole time. Who wants to hear that? Now, I will say that last night's show, I'm still laughing about this because I always say it like, I love Tony Khan. I think as a human being, Tony Khan is a great guy and he's a nice guy. But he's also, he drives me crazy. And
he is the original sicko, dude.
He is like, oh man. People I like always get it the worst. You ever notice that, Lance? But anyway,
I have.
This guy is just like, you see, he's so predictable. When they announced a month ago that they were going to move the show an hour earlier, and like everybody was like, oh, it's going to end earlier. I was like, no, it's not. It's still going to go to midnight. And sure enough, he moved the show an hour earlier and went 5 hours, and it still ended at midnight. Now, I've seen on the board, oh, it wasn't midnight. It was 22. Guys, come on. First off, yes, the main event ended like 18 minutes before the five-hour mark. But then they did an extended angle after the main event, and at best, it ended 9 minutes before the top of the hour. So if you want to be like that, if you want to be that guy and say 4 hours and 51 minutes isn't 5 hours, fine, okay? But anyway, he went to the top of the hour. So, you know, I was talking about this last night on the Brian and Vinny show. Tony is he is the original sicko. He loves wrestling. If he could get away with it, guys, he probably would do a 24-hour show. And he'd be like chugging coffee, and he'd still be as into it at the end as he was at the beginning. The rest of us would be dead, but he'd still be going. So he loves wrestling. So when he puts these matches together, when he times out the show or whatever, it's like, because he loves wrestling so much. And I'm sure he's also got other things like, you know, we can't give the men more time than the women because I'll have to hear about it on Twitter. Every single match on this show, There were two exceptions, and the two exceptions were 16 minutes. Everything else in the show was between 18 and 30 minutes. It's like every single match was long. And, you know, the reality is, if you, you know, if you have Kenny Omega versus the Jet for the main event, okay. Hey, 18 minutes, great. That's a great length for that match. Or if you've got, you know, the Young Bucks and you know, whatever match. Their match, the Kyle O'Reilly Bandito match, you know. It was a very, very long match. It was
Kyle Fletcher.
What did I say?
O'Reilly.
Kyle O'Reilly? Yeah, he wasn't even on the show. He's on the pre-show. But anyway, the Fletcher Bandito match, you know, they got a lot of time and it was great. But, I mean, there were matches on this show. Mark Davis and Andrade, you know, the Maya World match, even the Tekla match with Willow. You know, there were others. I mean, they did not need to go 18 minutes, 20 minutes. It's just like, hey, there should be, hey, this match needs 28 minutes. Fine. This match needs 18. This match needs 8. You know, it's okay to have some longer than others. I mean, the Andrade match, when Andrade came out and hit that back elbow, it's the first move of the match and covered that guy. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the greatest moment in AEW history. He's going to pin this guy immediately. You know, we were deep into the show and there were still 3 matches left, and they've never done that. And they should do it at least once so that you don't sit there knowing, hey, no match is going to end before the 16-minute mark, so I can just sit here. But they didn't, you know, they went 18 minutes. But you have a point here about match lengths, which is a good point.
Yeah, I just always find it funny when I hear the constant, you know, you need time, you need 30, you need 20. ECW One Night Stand, Chris Jericho and I opened that show. And I still, to this day, 21 years later, get praise for how awesome they thought it was. And they thought it was one of the best pay-per-view openers they've seen. And it's like, oh, that match was so great. I think we are a smidgen over 7 minutes. And yeah, me personally and Chris personally would have liked to have another 10, but it was a show. We were the opener and we went fast. We were exciting and we got it out in between 7 and 8. I don't know the exact match time, but 7 minutes ish. And people liked it. It's like we got the crowd excited and left them wanting more because there was more. And I think there's something to be said for that. That if your opener is too long, it's like, again, if you want everyone to be your top guy, you don't have any top guys. If you want every match to be epic, nothing stands out as epic. And the opener can just be wake them up, make them happy, and move on. And yeah, everybody wants to have their epic match, but it's like not everybody does. I also use a movie analogy because I'm a big fan of the movie The Road Warrior. It's like they saved the epic car chase thing for the end. If every car chase in the entire movie was as epic as the one at the end, the movie would have sucked.
Well, the show itself, other than the length of all the matches, I mean, a very quick look at it here. So it opened up with a ladder match, which, you know, was a big stunt show as always. The issue was nobody was actually trying to win. It was just about doing stunts. But if you enjoy stunts, I mean, I got a match for you. There were a lot of them. And in the end, who won in the end?
Hometown Mike Bailey.
That's right, Mike Bailey. Who was I'm looking. Oh, there he is. There's his name. I thought I didn't even put him in the listing of competitors. Mike Bailey won, and so at Grand Slam Mexico in a week, he's going to get a shot at Kyle Fletcher's international title, I believe. Which is good because it is an international event.
Hey, he won the title shot in Canada, and he's challenging in Mexico. That feels international to me.
Yeah. We got the Young Bucks versus Ospreay and Moxley. And this was exactly what I figured, which was there were issues with Ospreay and Moxley. Ospreay ends up accidentally hitting him with the phenomenal forearm. The Young Bucks isolate Moxley, and they pin him. And this, of course, sets up the Young Bucks getting a shot at the former Edge and Christian, because Adam Copeland and Christian does not roll off the tongue. That'll be at Wembley. And this was the second best match on the show, outside of the issue of Nick getting killed so believably that I actually thought it was legitimate. But the doctor, he didn't care one bit. This guy was on death.
Nor did the ref, apparently.
No, the ref didn't care at all. But it's the Young Bucks ref, so he's got a reputation. Kyle Fletcher and Bandido for the international title was the best match on the show. They somehow botched the finish, but I'd rather they botched the finish than freaking kill poor Bandido like Takeshita got concussed practically on the top turnbuckle. So Kyle won, and he goes on to face Mike Bailey. This was worth going out of your way to see. This match was awesome. Bang Bang Gang and the Dogs in a double chain match. One of the worst matches in AEW history. I don't even blame the guys. Everybody was chained up in these just long-ass chains, and they were like, you know, they were shoot chained up. They were trapped.
And Jay White damn near died.
They are tangled. This guy's tangled in this chain. This guy's stuck in this chain. This guy's trying to unwrap this chain. This guy trips on this chain and drops this guy on his head and almost kills him. And then at the end, after all that, someone had to sneak a shillelagh in a no disqualification match. And somebody hit another guy with a piece of wood after guys had been hitting each other with steel, metal, heavy iron chains or whatever they're made of. And the piece of wood.
Was the chain really heavy, Brian?
It's supposed to be.
The shillelagh is a serious weapon.
It's a piece of wood.
It's thick on the end.
It's a big metal chain. Anyway, I didn't like this match one bit. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey guys, if you're on the chat or anything, if you guys got the Observer Radio last night, what feed did it go in? Because it showed up here on my phone, but everyone says it didn't show up in the Observer Radio feed. So it might have gone up on a different feed. Maybe Observer Live?
Nope, because I would have got it if it was there.
I don't know, dude. It downloaded. It's on my phone right now. So I don't know what happened. I don't know. Yeah, find out what feed it's on. Maybe try your phone again, Lance.
I've checked.
Let me see if it worked out. Let's see. Then we had Maya World and Hikaru Shida. And this match was also not good, although it was not as bad as the previous match. And I don't know, man. I don't get this Hikaru Shida thing. I think that she has not looked good at all since coming back. I thought she was a bad opponent for Maya World. I thought the match was not good. Never-ending heat. Went forever. The good news is that Maya got the pin and the people cheered, so they were at least happy to see that. But this was not a particularly good match at all. Cage and Copeland versus Claudio and Pac for the tag titles. This match was weird because they had an idea, which involved, you know, Adam Copeland getting killed before the bell and then getting heat on Christian for like 10 minutes. And the problem was we had two bad matches in a row, and then they started with that.
And didn't the Bucks tag match basically do the same thing with one partner getting hurt and the other one having to go alone?
Basically. But they at least did some spots before. This was attacking before the bell. But finally, I don't know if this was the plan or if Christian just realized we're killing this crowd. But like, he just stopped selling and made a comeback. No tag, nothing. And he ran wild on both guys. The place starts going nuts. And from that point forward, it was like a very good match. And they won with the combo spear. And then the Bucks came out, had the stare down. That's your match for Wembley. So it's not like a multi-person ladder match. It's just going to be a straight tag team match for this one. Then we had the Pain Maker and the Psycho Killer, which I love this match for so many reasons. First off, you know, Jericho's doing the new thing where he's like going through various old gimmicks. And so he brought back the Pain Maker, and like people have been laughing at this Pain Maker. You know, they're making fun of it on Twitter and made fun of it on the board and how silly and this and that. And, man, these guys came out here and they lit this crowd on fire. The first probably 7-8 minutes, it was like a kind of a WWE style. You know, there was just, oh, here's a kendo stick and here's a fire extinguisher and just like nothing happening stuff. But like the people were going nuts for this nothing happening stuff. Like they wanted to see some fire extinguishers and stuff. And then, you know, they did the hockey spot, you know, the heel team, babyface team, and then the people are like, they're really into it. And then they brought out all of the AEW gimmicks. They had barbed wire boards, and they had hockey pucks covered in thumbtacks. They had mirrors. They had mirrors covered in barbed wire. Double juice. These guys are bleeding everywhere. And finally, at the end, Pain Maker put on a barbed wire, it was an elbow pad covered in thumbtacks, hit the Judas effect, and then got the drill. The chump had tried to drill a hole in Jericho's head, and Jericho allegedly drilled a hole in Ciampa's head, and Ciampa submitted, and man, the crowd ate this match up. It was an excellent match by the end, and this very much over-delivered. Well, I haven't seen too many people admit that yet, that we're making fun of it. Then we had the worst thing on the show, probably worse than the chain match, Mick Foley interviewing Divine Dominion.
I saw this online.
This has to be seen to be believed. Like, What in God's name was this?
I'm sure it looked good on paper. Maybe not.
Then we had Mark Davis and Andrade national title. Andrade won with the back elbow and the DM. It was good, but again, it was way too long. You know, at this point in the show, the crowd was just they were struggling. You know, they were quiet. Then there would be a big move and they'd pop, and then they'd go quiet again. And then there'd be a high spot and they'd pop, and then they'd go quiet again.
Let me ask you this, Brian, because I didn't see the show.
Yeah.
Would it have been more memorable had that elbow at the beginning just been the finish?
Oh, absolutely. There is absolutely no question whatsoever. No question whatsoever. I mean, they 100% should have done that. Because, you know, there's all this talk. I see everyone go, oh, it's a bad crowd. But guys, watch the Jericho match. Watch the ladder match. Watch the main event. It wasn't a bad crowd. Like, there were matches where the crowd went wild, okay? But there are other matches where, and this was a great example, was there anyone on the planet Earth that thought that Andrade El Idolo was losing to Mark Davis in a national title match? There wasn't a single person. So, do you need to go 18 minutes for a match where everybody knows what the finish is going to be? They've been watching a show for 3.5 hours now. And the answer is no. So that's the issue. It's not the crowd. You know, if Andrade would have hit him with that back elbow and pinned him in 10 seconds, then you at least would have conditioned the fans going forward that, you know what? Not every match is going to go 18 minutes. This is the second pay-per-view in a row where the shortest match was 16 minutes. You've got to condition the people that there can be a finish in 30 seconds. There can be a finish at 4 minutes. There can be a finish at 8 minutes. Right now, you condition them that no match is going shorter than 16 minutes. So if you put Andrade and Mark Davis in there, like, you know it's just going to go forever. You know Mark Davis ain't going to win. And so all you have to pop for is moves. And that's what happened here. And that's what happened in Teclan Willow. You know, I know there were some people that thought that Tekla was going to win, but, you know, I explained this 2 months ago when it became clear what was going on. You know, the Wembley match was always going to be Willow and Mercedes. And Willow getting hurt screwed it up in the moment, but then they just reversed everything. And they put Willow and Mercedes in each other's spots, and they end up getting right back where they wanted to be by the time the Wembley show rolled around. So, you know, Willow and Tekla was good, but again, it was too long, and, you know, the crowd was up and down, and Willow won. So the main event, I gotta give, especially, you know, I love Kevin Knight. I don't want to say anything negative about Kevin Knight. I was skeptical of this match just because it's the main event of a pay-per-view. You know, Kevin Knight wrestling for the AEW Championship in the main event of a pay-per-view. It's a very weak main event. But Kenny Omega is awesome. Because if there's any match on this show, I think by the end...
Breaking news.
Well, I'm talking...
Kenny Omega is really good.
I'm not just talking as a wrestler, dude. By the time this match rolled around, the odds actually were minus 5,000 for Kenny Omega, okay? Nobody on planet Earth, even Lenny, thought that Kevin Knight had any chance of winning this match.
Even fewer that were behind Mark Davis.
Okay. But somehow, this match, and we're 3.5 hours into the show, or 4 hours, 4.5 hours into the show. Kenny Omega had, this match had heat the entire time. They were into this match from start to finish. It slowed down a little bit when Kevin Knight got some heat, but
That's the point of the heat.
He didn't have heat for long. And you want to bring that up, by the way. Let me write that down because I got a point I got to make right here. So anyway, it was not one of those matches where, you know, Kevin Knight took the whole match and Kenny Omega eked out a win. I mean, Kevin was there. You know, he did his best, but he ain't the champion and he ain't going to Wembley. And Kenny Omega, I mean, you know, he gave the guy stuff. He sold for a while, but this was Kenny Omega showing that he's the best wrestler in the world as champion, and he beat the guy with the one-winged angel, and it was an excellent main event with good heat the whole time. So then afterwards, they did the big angle. Death Riders attacked Kenny afterwards. Moxley and Marina came out. Young Bucks tried to make the save. They get killed. Finally, out comes Ospreay to try to save Kenny. You know, Death Riders are not down with this. They go to kill him anyway. So Ospreay ends up cleaning the ring, beating everybody up. John Moxley finally comes in with his hands behind his back. Not going to do anything. He ends up giving Will the plastic bag. Wants him to finish this guy off. Will thinks about it, but then attacks John Moxley. You know, sends him packing. And then as Omega and Kenny are celebrating, Kenny walks over, grabs Will Ospreay, gives him the one-winged angel. And the Bucks and Kenny Omega stand over Ospreay as the show ends. So I think they're going subtle heel with all three of those guys. I don't think they're going to go full heel, but I think they want an antagonist in both the Edge and Christian match and the Kenny Omega match. And so that's what they're doing here. So
what was the Wembley plan had Moxley got him to suffocate and murder Kenny Omega?
Well, they've done the plastic bag before. It's ridiculous. Guys don't actually die. I think he just wanted to, half kill him, kill off some brain cells, and then Will would have the obvious advantage going into Wembley.
Oh, perfect.
That's my thing. I want to talk about Heat after the break. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. You know who, well, we'll talk about it in a second. I got to mention this because everyone's talking about it. Mike Santana.
The supposed new name?
I don't think it's supposed. Mike Santana is in fact...
Is he Hannah's brother?
Being renamed Cruz Montana.
He's Hannah's brother.
You know, when I look at Mike Santana, I certainly think Cruz Montana. Yikes. Remember that guy last week that was like, he was all mad at me? Seemed awfully confident they're changing the guy's name. I was like, brother, they went out of their way to not mention that guy's name on NXT. I think they're changing. I don't know for sure, but I think they are. And
it's so weird that sometimes they don't and sometimes they do.
It is, like, especially because the guy's been on NXT multiple times as Mike Santana.
Yeah, but we, Joe Hendry, Jordan Grace, they were the same. But apparently
bizarre.
Not Mike Santana.
It's just bizarre. Also want to wish all the best to everybody affected by the shooting at the Seattle Center last night.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, three people killed and multiple shot, including a four-year-old. No, two-year-old, I think. Young kid, who apparently is going to be okay, thankfully. But I was in Seattle yesterday. I almost went to the Bite. And granted, this happened after I would have left and everything like that. But, you know, from talking to people, because there were a lot, like, apparently, like, over 100,000 people were there. And the people that were there were just like, there was no security to speak of whatsoever. And I think they just arrested some teenage kid. Appears to be, it was like two kids. So anyway, that sucks. All the best to everybody there. All right, wanted to mention something about Heat. Because you were talking about, we were talking about the Heat, I think, in the main event, and
you said it slowed down a bit.
Yeah.
Like, that's it's supposed to.
Yeah. I was thinking about this last night because, I had a match, about a month ago, actually. Still recovering. But, me and Filthy did a six-man and Relentless in Spokane. And do you know who our partner in this six-man was?
I don't recall.
My main man, Chris Adonis, the former Chris Masters. And, you know, Chris Masters was in WWE for a long time. And
I trained him in OVW.
Did you really?
Yeah, he was there when I was there.
I got to tell you something about this guy, Lance. Like, he has got a brain for this business. Like, I was very impressed with Chris Adonis. He just has these ideas, and he's like, golly, that's like, we should do that. Like, didn't think about it, but so anyway, we're doing this match, and I think the heels are getting the heat on Tom, and they're about to make the hot tag to Chris Adonis, okay? And, you know, the heels are just like, they're just killing Tom. One guy, and blah, 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 blah. Next hand, blah, 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 blah. Next hand, blah, blah, blah. Next hand, blah, blah. And you know, Adonis on the apron, he just looks at me and goes, somebody needs to grab a hold. Like, we got to slow this thing down. And like, no one's slowing down. You know, they're just beating this guy. And so, like, Adonis is like, you know, he complains to the ref, ref, come here, and he's like, tell one of them to, like, grab a hold. And I was just watching, I was thinking, like, look at this guy. He's running the show from the apron. He's not even in there, but, like, he knows exactly what to do. He's, like, in the moment. It doesn't matter. Like, nowadays, everyone has their spots, and they got their plan, and they just go by their plan. But, like, he's sitting there listening to the crowd. He knows what's coming next, and he knows how to set it up, and he sees it's not happening, so he's trying to, like, you know, in the moment, make a change. So anyway, it was the exact thing you're talking about. It's like, okay, there's going to be a hot tag, so, like, slow it down. Then the hot tag comes, and the place goes wild. It's simple, right? Well, I was thinking about this. I think I was thinking about during the Maya World Akaru Shida match. It's like, there was a heat segment in there, and I just remember watching it, and I was just thinking, you know what this match doesn't need right now? To be slowed down. Like, the crowd's dead, and so now we're going to grab a long hold? And I think it was like, I was thinking about it with Christian, too, because, like, you know, they had an idea, which is we'll get the heat on Christian after beating up Copeland, and then Copeland will get the hot hand, blah, blah, blah. But it was like, it seemed to me that Christian, in the moment, was just like, we do not need more heat right now. Like, this crowd, I mean, they were dead for the first part of this match. And I don't know if that's what happened, but I'm just going to give him the credit and think that he was like, I got to make a change here. I got to do something.
He's a pretty smart
guy. We got to bring this crowd up. And so, like, no tag, nothing. He just starts making a comeback. And it woke the crowd up, and it turned everything around. So
I too, have a Chris Adonis six-man match story. It was Harry Smith, Lance Archer, and I against Bobby Lashley, Chris Adonis, and Johnny Devine at the Stampede Pavilion. And they're getting heat on me, and Chris Masters hits me with a backbreaker, and he keeps me in it for the hold. And just as the crowd's starting to come up, he starts telling me how to fight up out of the hold. And I seriously just looked at him like, dude, I'm the one who taught you that. He's like, oh, right, sorry. And then we just went about our business.
Hey, listen, he is the best. I had the best time with Chris Adonis, sexy Jesus, at that show. I hope he comes back for every show. He's just, I got to get him on this show. He needs to replace Tom. I mean.
Wow, throwing Tom out.
Oh, man, Tom would probably agree. I mean, he's just like, you know, he's a huge fan. You know, there's some guys in wrestling that, like, they don't watch wrestling. They're not fans of wrestling. I don't know how much he watches nowadays. But, like, he's younger than me, but we both started watching wrestling at the exact same time. We both started watching, I think it was like 1988 was when we first started watching. And it was the same people. It was WWF. It was Warrior. It was Rick Rude. It was all these guys. And man, we just talked in the back for like, I think I was supposed to be out there doing commentary, but I just sat there talking to Chris Masters the whole time. We're talking about the late 80s and the early 90s and the mid 90s and all these obscure matches that only we remember. It was awesome. But anyway, I do want to make sure that we talk about something from SmackDown. What did you think of the Gunther Nick Aldis thing? I thought it was great.
That made me more interested in that match than anything else on the show.
Yeah.
I thought it made me way more interested, and I thought the Cody Punk thing made me less interested.
I wouldn't go that far with Cody and Punk, but the thing with Cody and Punk, then I'll go back to the Aldis thing. The thing with Cody and Punk is, you know, they were both AEW guys, and, you know, for those that don't know, which is none of you, that whole brawl out thing with CM Punk, and he went after, you know, the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, and brawl out happened and everything. And those guys were all very, very close with Cody. And, you know, CM Punk then shows up in WWE. And don't pretend like things weren't a little weird, okay? And so when they do this promo, like when they get started, they sort of like tease, you know, like Cody's talking about how, you know, I want to win that title. I need to beat you for the title, but I also need to beat you for me. There's another reason. And so I kind of thought, like, they're not going to talk about AEW, but, like, there's ways that you could do this to kind of bring some personal stuff into it. And instead they didn't. Like, Cody's reasoning was, you know, when I left and went and did everything in the mid-2000s, like, people wanted it to be you and not me. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I mean, they did want CM Punk to come back, but, like, that was, like, out of the left field.
I think he meant that when he did the pipe bomb promo and when he did the I'm taking the belt and leaving when he beat Cena in that ladder match, fans wanted him to go out on the indie scene and do what Cody did.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they wanted that as well. I think Cody was talking about something different, like his whole, you know, his whole run going to New Japan, going on the indies, starting AEW. I think he was saying that they wanted that to be Punk and not him. But regardless, I thought that they both, like, their delivery, I thought they were both awesome in this segment. And I would say that when it was over, I was as interested as I was going in. I wasn't more, I wasn't less. So it was fine.
But, see, they just both came off unlikable to me. And again, I have a far stiffer moral compass than most. Like, I didn't like Breaking Bad because there wasn't a baby face in it for me. And there wasn't a baby face in this for me.
Now, I will say that, you know, I mentioned this last night. When I first heard that Gunther's WrestleMania match was going to be with the SmackDown GM.
SummerSlam.
Well, they might do SmackDown at some point, but SummerSlam was going to be with the SmackDown GM. I was not thrilled with the idea. I thought it was, you know, what are we doing here? Like, nothing, and I mentioned it a thousand times, nothing against Nick Aldis, but like, he is, in storyline, the SmackDown general manager. That's your Gunther match at SummerSlam after the Cena, the Goldberg, I won't say retirement because I don't want you to do your whole speech. AJ, he did retire. But like, that's, I mean, he lost multiple world title challenges, and now he's facing the SmackDown GM. I just thought, what are we doing here?
And they made it work.
Their interview segment on this show was freaking great. And they, in fact, acknowledged that Nick Aldis was a former NWA World Heavyweight Champion. They did not say TNA champion, by the way, but they did say NWA World Heavyweight Champion. And they told you as a viewer that, yeah, this guy is the GM right now, but he's a former world champion. He's wrestled as recently as 3 years ago. And, you know, he gave the whole speech about how, you know, Gunther, you're not trying to convince me I can't do this. You're trying to convince yourself because you didn't think it was going to go this far. You thought you were going to bully me and you'd pay a fine and you'd move on. But no, you bullied me. I fought back, and now I'm going to keep coming. And he signed the papers, which means he's no longer GM. Although it's weird. This is kind of like the Obafemi thing. They haven't really made clear what's going on. Like, with Obafemi, they've certainly given the impression that, like, he gave up his title shot. A bunch of fans are always, oh, he's going to get it back whenever he wants it, blah, blah, blah. It's like we're going to have two cash-ins, Money in the Bank and Obafemi's King of the Ring. I don't think so. But, you know, the thing with Aldis is, I think Wade Barrett mentioned, for now, he's not the GM. Like, apparently he can get it back. But, you know, they certainly, when they did the angle, I mean, they made it sound like, you sign those papers, dude, and you're done. You're a wrestler now. You're no longer the GM. And he signed the papers, so.
And to me, the other key to selling this match was Aldis saying, I have nothing to lose.
Yes.
Because I haven't wrestled in 3 years. People just see me as the GM. You lose to me, you're going to look really bad. I beat you, I look like a god. And it's like, to me, that was a great story. That it is lopsided in the eyes of WWE fans. And it's like, because of that, Gunther's behind the eight ball is that he has to dominate or he looks weak.
Back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Oh. I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Landstorm joining us here today. Raw is tonight. Into a Dome in Inglewood, California. I believe this is the same place where they booed Hulk Hogan out of the building when he made his comeback. They're at 11,675. And that's a great crowd. The average for this year is 11,124, so that's above the annual average. And they'll probably have some walk-ups as well.
Is this the one that had all the little LEDs by the seats and made the building look empty even though it was full?
Might be. Now, as good as that crowd is, it's, you know, it's still down a lot from the last time they were there. Money in the Bank and the January 6, 2025 Raw. Although that was a pay-per-view and the next Netflix debut, they both did 17,000. But 11,124 is still very good. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins there. Face-to-face, last time before SummerSlam. Alpha Academy looking for payback on The Vision. Obafemi, Brock Lesnar will do a weigh-in. Joe Henry and Danhausen will do a concert. Javon Evans versus Rusev. And Sol Ruka defends the Intercontinental title against Raquel. So that's coming up tonight. I'll be back later on with Dave to discuss that. And back here tomorrow again with Lance for another Observer Live. So check out WrestlingObserver.com, everybody. Sign up today. You can listen to all of the shows, commercial-free, 84 podcasts every single month, all of the Observers, and 18,000 archived shows dating back to 2005. WrestlingObserver.com. You can also subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. Check those out. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.